State of the Channel, State of the Union, State of the Don Tony Show, November 2022. If you are checking this out in November 2022, I want to wish each and every one of you out there a very happy Thanksgiving to you, your family, your friends. Much love. If you're checking this out a little bit later on, if we're still in the holiday season, happy holidays, much love. Hope everybody is doing well. I want to thank each and every one of you for checking this out. I'm just going to get right to the point. I want to just update you all on a few things that are going to be changing with regards to the Don Tony Show in the very, very near future. Nothing is negative, but definitely changes that I think you should be aware of. Things that I've been thinking about for a while. Some I wanted to make sure that I was ready to proceed before actually putting it out there. And let's also realize, you know, I'm approaching my 26th year doing this. As far as the video side, I've been doing that for about 2.5 years. And going video was a very big learning experience, an experience that I still have a lot of learning to do. And as I have gone along, you know, there have been things that have worked. There's been things that have not worked. And unfortunately, some of the things that have not worked, I think I've kind of gotten into a little bit of a repetition doing. And we definitely need to make some tweaks to the Don Tony Show going forward. Now, I want to make this clear. You know, this is not just the video side of things, the YouTube side of things. It is still a fact. About 87%, that's the last number that I got about 3 weeks ago, 87% of all of you out there access my audio-only format, MP3s of the shows. Because let's be honest, unless I'm posting pictures, unless I'm posting videos, there's no reason to see this ugly face for 90 minutes or an hour or whatever the length of the show is. You know, if there's something specific that you want to see with your eyes, yeah, you could go and access the video whenever you want. But for a majority of you out there, you check out the audio version of the shows. And I always knew that the majority of you out there would access audio only, and never the intention was for everybody to go video. So I want to make that clear. So what transpires further affects everyone out there, whether you access audio only, video only, Patreon, doesn't matter. Now, a couple of things I want to just let you know right off the bat. First and foremost, you know, my intention was never to flood you with so many hours of shows a week that you don't have time to access other people's shows. That was never my intention. I think overall, there have been far too many hours of content a week. It's not saying I don't want to put in the time. I absolutely love doing this. You should realize that by now. But I also realize that if I didn't ramble as much as I do, I think some of the episodes that we do could be done in an hour. I don't think anybody, I think the reason why some people love the longer shows, especially live, is because you're not just hanging out with me. If you're in a chat room, you're hanging out with a bunch of people. You're hanging out with family. And, you know, it's not just sitting and enjoying the content, but also mingling with others. So, you know, when the show is over, you know, for a lot of you out there, your conversation with others are over. We don't have chat rooms like we did in the 90s or in the 2000s. We don't have message boards like we used to. Yes, you have Discord channels. And I know some of you out there have set up individual Discord channels because you want to talk to each other. So, you know, I understand why a lot of you really enjoy the longer shows. But going forward, I am making a concerted effort to tighten up the shows as much as I can. And let me tell you something. If it ends up that these shows on average go an hour, there is no reason why an extra show can't be added. It's not as far as how many shows, it's how long they go. And I feel that a lot of the shows have gone maybe a half an hour way too long. Yes, we will still do 90-minute shows, two-hour shows. It depends on what's going on. But as far as doing a week, and the world of pro wrestling is rather light, there's no reason to force a longer show. So effective immediately, you're going to see quite a few of these shows end shorter. But the idea is that you still have time to enjoy other people's content out there. If you still want more, you could join our Patreon. You could check out the retro stuff at dontony.com or bluewire.com. I mean, I've been doing this for 25 plus years. There's content that go back decades that is sitting there waiting for you to enjoy. Now, as far as retro shows go, the Don Tony and Kevin Castle Show catalog and the Minority Report, for the most part, have been offline for a few years now for various reasons. Number one, you know, to spend that kind of expense and not do a show with the old Minority Report guys or Kevin Castle anymore, that was a very big expense that really was not, you know, beneficial for the channel. So, you know, archive and bandwidth and everything, those shows were pulled. In 2023, I'm going to start uploading all the shows again. If you want to access the retro content, it's there for you to enjoy. If you don't want to access it, you don't have to. But that will be coming back in 2023, so you could check out everything. Okay. Now, another thing, and this is very, very important to me. If you were a fan of Minority Report back in the middle 2000s, or you were a big fan of the Don Tony and Kevin Castle Show, one thing that I have noticed that I have moved away from, and it was not intentional, was how the shows are done on nights of wrestling events. One thing I checked back and just noticed over and over again, whether it was the Minority Report or doing a show with Kevin Castle, is when we would do a show the night of a Raw, we didn't sit here and get into match by match in every backstage segment. We just talked about what we liked, what we didn't like, but more importantly, we had a discussion where we think something is headed. Where is this person going? This person developing, this thing is good, this sucks. We just analyzed the overall scope of what we were watching. And look, we just had AEW Full Gear this weekend, and it was a phenomenal pay-per-view. But there's 10,000 recaps out there. And one thing that I realized over the years is yours truly was never a recap show. Yeah, we would do it at WrestleManias and some important pay-per-views. But as far as weekly goes, we would just do overall discussions. That is coming back immediately. And some of you may have realized it on the November 20th episode of The Sit Down. Because when I discussed AEW Full Gear, yes, I gave you the match results. But we got into some deep discussions, not just that MJF won the championship, but who's he going to feud with next? Did Samoa Joe become a double champion so Wardlow has no title right now and he gets to feud with MJF? Did Samoa Joe win the TNT championship so he could give it to Hobbs? You know, we talked about what happens with the interim championship going forward. Is William Regal leaving AEW sooner than later? Those discussions is what a lot of shows out there are not doing. That is going to be the focal point, effective immediately. So when you check out my shows and it's a night of a Raw or a premium live event or a pay-per-view, yes, we will still give you the match results, but the discussions are going to be broad and it's going to be discussions that no one else is having. So you will notice a difference. And honestly, that's what put the old shows on the map. And that's something that I've gone away from. Not intentional, but, you know, look, especially when you go video, you know, you got to put a title. And if you don't put recap or results or review, it's like, how do you title it? So that kind of contributed to that as well. Now, another thing that is going to be happening within the next couple of weeks is individual clips. Now, this is going to be only on the video side. I think I would drive some of you out there bananas if I start posting clips, audio-only clips on Blue Wire or DonTony.com. Listen, if you want audio-only clips, not just the episode for the week, if you don't mind 10, 15 posts a week and it's individual clips so you could just go right to the meat and potatoes of a topic, let me know and I will do it. But for the majority of you out there, you've been saying to me for the last 2 years, DT, you got to put clips on YouTube. You have discussions that are embedded an hour into a show. And unless you have a timestamp or somebody gets to that hour into the show, they don't even know what you said. And some of the discussions we've had in the last bunch of months especially, no one else even touched or nailed. When everybody reported that WWE was going to go TV-14 that night, I came up here and gave you so many specific business reasons why that was impossible, and it ended up being true. When we talked about some of the other things, which I labeled sausage, We never put individual clips on YouTube. So there's no reference point. There's no individual video. Oh, you remember when so-and-so said this? Right now, it's just embedded in a particular episode. So the only reason why I have not done clips sooner, honestly, is because of thumbnails. Thumbnails are a lot of work. I do them myself. I have nobody assisting me behind the scenes. I've had a lot of people offer. But for the most part, most people, when it came down to actually doing stuff, either they just didn't have the time, which is understandable. And some people, I think, were just meant well, but didn't have a clue what they were doing. And some people, I think, were just wanting to take advantage. You know, some people like, oh my God, big fan of the show. Any way I can help? Yeah, could you make me a couple of thumbnails? Yeah, could you send me $50? Now, is $50 a big deal? No. But the idea is that, you know, some people, I think it was more about, you know, business than anything. And look, what I'm doing here is a job. You know, all the super chats that come in, that helps me grow as a channel. I can't do this for free anymore. You know, I don't have it like that. So this is a job. And I want the job to go to the next level. And when people show me, oh, this beautiful production and what this person does, what that person does, understand they have 400,000 followers. They get 80, 100,000 views. We get to that point, you best damn believe that, you know, the production side of things here will go to another level. But right now, my focus is that when you are here, you get your enjoyment, you know, to the fullest. You maximize your enjoyment here. And that is tightening up the amount of time, getting into specific topics, going a little old school with how I discuss things, and, you know, just staying on point with topics. So, you know, definitely let me know any other suggestions that you think could help the channel and grow. Post it in the comment section, because a lot of what I'm doing today and announcing is based on your feedback. Now, something else I need to get into. This is something that I did not want to talk about on the show, but some of you already have noticed and have asked me, and I don't want to ignore any of you out there, but we definitely have to talk about this. And that is Pro Wrestling TV. A year ago, I was approached by Blue Wire to have my shows on their network. They wanted the Don Tony show on Blue Wire. And I was totally blown away because when I went there, they only have 5 wrestling shows. Every single one of the persons involved are on TV, you know, and the others are Sam Roberts and Chris Van Vliet, and, you know, it just blew me away. A year later, they've only added one other podcaster in wrestling, and that is JD from New York, and that is amazing. I feel like I'm around royalty. I almost asked myself, kidding, like, why do they want me on their channel? But it's been tremendous. 6 months ago, Pro Wrestling TV contacted me. We want the Don Tony show on our network. We love your style. We love your content. We love, you know, the way you do things. We want you on the network. And the 6 months have been great. Unfortunately, as of a couple of days ago, I requested to be removed from the channel. I don't want to get into every little detail here. Some of it had financial ties to it. But for the most part, the reason why is this, especially going forward with clips. You know, one thing that I always wanted is I wanted one or two at most major sources where you want my audio content. For most of you out there, Blue Wire or DonTony.com or iTunes. That's really where majority of you access my audio side of things. Sure, there are other areas too, but for the most part, that is the source. On the video side, though, it was a little more complicated because you have a chunk of people that access the video on YouTube. Then you get a chunk of people that access it on Pro Wrestling TV. Then you get a chunk of people that access it on a different network. And it really was spread out and it was a mess. And another reason why is this. A lot of you out there love the live interaction. In fact, I think the reason why a lot of you out there would be against shorter shows, it's not because of my style and what I do, but for those who tune in live and hang out in the chat room, you're not just with me, you're with family. You're with others out there. So if the show ends in an hour, there goes the live interaction with other wrestling fans and friends out there. And, you know, unless all of you go to another wrestling show that's live and start chatting there, you know, your interaction is over for the night too, and I get that. Pro Wrestling TV originally was going to have their own chat. And my original plan was to move all my video there. Pro Wrestling TV was going to be only source of my video. Unfortunately, 6 months later, that did not happen. So that, plus some financial things, I felt that the experience was awesome. They were very, very good to me. And unfortunately, though, I want everything to be one area. Besides Patreon, YouTube. So not only did I pull my video from Pro Wrestling TV, but a couple of other small areas out there that were offering my video, they're gone as well. So, you know, I really want to focus on one area. Now it's going to take some time because my archive is going to stay in a lot of places. But going forward, if you want my video content, you get it here on YouTube or Patreon for the most part. Now, I also want to make clear that they left the door open for me. DT, if you want to come back, you know, get in touch with us. They would definitely welcome me back. Now, if I ever go back, I want to go back and I want to stay. I don't want to pick up and leave 6 months later. But there were, if I got into every reason, there would be 1,000% of you out there that would say, yeah, DT, I would have done the same thing. Support Pro Wrestling TV. I'm still a fan. I still watch a lot of their content. I ain't leaving their channel simply because my videos are not going to be there. So make a note of that. Now, the last thing we got to talk about today is the podcast Forbidden Door 4. We just had an amazing episode with JD from New York on November 3rd, 2022. The reception was incredible. I don't think anybody in their wildest dreams ever expected us to click and gel like we did. But the funny thing is, most people said the very same thing when I had Jason Solomon on for Podcast Forbidden Door 1. When I had Joe Cronin on for Podcast Forbidden Door 2. Everybody, for the most part, were like, you two guys, you have totally different style. How you gonna? And we had tremendous conversation. It was so much fun with these three guys. Shit, I wouldn't mind doing an episode where all three of them were on at the same time. I'm sure that would probably turn into a clusterfuck, but I don't want to wait 3 months to do the fourth one. So in the comment section, I want you to give me some suggestions. Who you'd like for the Podcast Forbidden Door 4. Now, some criteria that really is very important that is good away as far as who we have next. I know in the past, some of you have suggested some people that are your personal favorites. Some of the names I never heard of before, some of them I have. But keep in mind, whoever comes on has got to be a name that majority of people out there know who they are. All right, there's nothing wrong with discovering a new host or a new channel, but that's not what Podcast Forbidden Door is all about. The idea is to have someone on that you never think would ever be on with yours truly. Now, Tony Khan would be the absolute, you know, forbidden door, and that ain't happening. But look, over the years, you know, people have said to me, oh man, I would love for you if you had so-and-so on or this person on. So, you know, keep in mind, whoever you suggest, choose someone that a majority of people out there have heard of before, and also someone that it would feel unique to be on. I'm not turning these Forbidden Doors into interview shows. One thing that was very, very unique about the shows I did with Jason, Joe, and JD, JJJ, is we had casual conversation. We had a list of topics, but we went in there and just whatever bounced off our heads, that's what we talked about. And that's what made it so special. So the same thing is going to be who we have on. For example, I'm not trying to put words, but let's say Vince Russo. A couple of years ago, I was going to have Vince Russo on. But, you know, we had a little thing on Twitter that if we get 500 likes, we'll have him on. And it only had 480. And yes, I was very, very specific. We don't get 500 by a certain date. It ain't happening. It didn't happen. Yeah, I was disappointed. And, you know, I've been a fan of Vince Russo since day one. But, you know, we didn't do it. So the idea is, you know, if he comes on, this is not an interview. Hey, Vince, how did you get into wrestling? Like, no, we're going to talk about politics. We're going to talk about AEW. We're going to talk about, you know, Cornette. We're going to talk about topics that people are like, holy shit, you know, wow, I didn't expect to. We're going to have discussions about what's going on in the world of pro wrestling today. I'm just using him as an example. I don't want everybody to suddenly say, oh, Vince Russo, whoever you want. But understand that criteria when you choose some names. And what I will do is in the next 2-3 weeks, I will gather the names that keep coming up that it seems like a lot of you would love to have on, and we'll do a poll. And majority wins. Understand one more thing. Not everybody that you suggest would be willing to come on. Without naming any names, there are two people that a lot of you, decent amount of you, in the past wanted on. And I reached out. I reached out to more than two, but there were two people in particular who said, yeah, DT, I'll come on. And then when it started to come together, neither one ever responded back, even though I sent two requests. Hey, man, you know, I just want to see if you still want to do it. If you don't want to do it, I'm not offended. Just let me know so I can, and no response. So, you know, just understand not everybody that you list would come on. You know, look, I'm not a gotcha type guy. If you notice with those three guys, I never hit them with a question to pin them against the wall to make them look like a dope. That's not me. It's not. So, you know, no one should feel uncomfortable. But if someone doesn't want to come on, I totally respect that. So in the comment section, let me know who you'd love to have on. In the comment section, let me know any other ideas that you'd like to see added to the channel. You know, we will tweak some of the other shows. You know, we will tweak some Q&As and some other things. So we will have some little changes as we go along. But the idea is in 2023, I really want to start taking this channel to another level. And when I say channel, I don't mean YouTube. I mean the Don Tony Show, the network. I definitely want things to feel a little more retro, a little more unique. And listen, another thing, especially by going off of pro wrestling TV, you know, there are some limitations as far as how far I could go with certain things. Now, that doesn't mean being controversial. But now, you know, there's no strings. I could go as balls out, as deep as I want to with some conversations, even if it does turn controversial at times. You know, I'll leave you with one thing so you understand. When I joined Pro Wrestling TV, I actually bought a liability policy in case anybody ever tries to sue me for slander or something else. Now, nothing I say has ever gotten to that point. I mean, it never will get to that point. But, you know, I had to take precautions and also list them as an additional insured because, look, if anybody goes after them because of stuff that I said or hurt a promotion or hurt this and that, you know, got to be a little bit protected. So, you know, understand that, you know, sometimes, you know, not being part of a network or being part of a network, you know, it is more involved. So anyway, how long did this go? 23 minutes, not too bad. So I'm going to get out of here. Everyone, I hope you have a great rest of 2022, if we're still in 2022. If you're seeing this in 2023, it's not too late to post a comment. Let me know how I'm doing. Let me know if any of these changes, you know, that you particularly dislike. Any suggestions, anything you want to see happen further. You know, I'm definitely welcome to all of your feedback. It is very important with what I do. Oh, one last thing I definitely do want to bring up too. The watch parties for NXT, SmackDown, and AEW Rampage. We've been doing watch parties for about 6 or 7 months as well. Unfortunately, now everybody and their mother does a watch party. And the problem is the certain number of people that we really have to have at watch parties, we're not hitting that number anymore. And the reason being is because there are so many watch parties going on at the same time for these particular shows that it's spread out and it's spread very thin. So if you ever enjoyed the watch parties, you know, show up once in a while. Because if we can't get those numbers to the next level, and let's also be honest, there are quite a few of you out there that do not show up unless there's a prize or a giveaway. And I don't mind doing giveaways. But the problem is that if you put a $50, $100 giveaway on a watch party and you make a big fat goose egg in return, there's only so many times you could do it. And people started to expect it. And that's why, unfortunately, we had to pull the prizes a little bit. So, you know, I love doing them and I love hosting them. And, you know, it does happen sometimes when days are very hectic. But, you know, there's only so many hours in a day. And if they do not start picking up, I don't know what the future of the watch parties will be. So I'm just throwing it out there so you're all aware of it. And that's it. I'm out of here. Everyone, much love as always. Be well. I catch you all again soon. Ciao.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a podcaster. For me to live any other way was nuts. To me, those goody-good people who work shitty jobs for bum paychecks and took the subway to work every day and worried about their bills were dead. I mean, they were suckers. They had no balls. If I wanted something, I just took it. I ran everything. I paid the bills. I paid the hosts. I even paid the masked maniac. Everybody had their hands out. Everything was for the taking. We always called each other good fellas. You would always hear from somebody. You're gonna like Don Tony. He's all right. He's a good fella. He's one of us. But if you're part of my crew, nobody ever tells you they're gonna get rid of you. Doesn't happen that way. There weren't any arguments or curses like in the movies. See, your haters come with smiles. They come as your friends, the people who've claimed they care the most for your life. And now that's all over. And that's the best part. Today everything is different. There's lots of action. I don't have to wait around for everything like everyone else. Oh, I didn't get the vaccine? Fuck you, vaccine me. Oh, your delivery guy has COVID? Fuck you, feed me. Right after I moved here, I ordered egg noodles and ketchup, and I got spaghetti with meat sauce. I'm no longer an average nobody, while they get to live the rest of their lives like a bunch of schnooks.